Here we're going back to the ring. More excitement in just a few moments. Thanks for being with us here on Channel 26 today. Ladies and gentlemen, some great area wrestling, and I do mean some great area wrestling. Friday, March 1st, wrestling in Hammond at the University Center starting at 7:30. This is a spectacular Mid-South event. Hacksaw Duggan and Reed will be there. Iceman King Parsons, Kamala, the One-Man Gang, Rock and Roll Express, Terry Taylor, and many more. And tickets will go on sale on Thursday, February the 28th from noon until 5 p.m. at the University Center in Hammond. On Sunday, March 3rd, wrestling in Thibodeau, a tremendous card starting at 3 o'clock. Hacksaw Jim Duggan will be there. Iceman King Parsons, Hacksaw Reed, Terry Taylor, the Rock and Roll Express. And tickets for that event will go on Monday. That's for Thibodeau. The event is Sunday, March 3rd, 3 o'clock. And don't forget the big Superdome Extravaganza, Saturday night, March 30th. Tickets are on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Already signed for this card are the Road Warriors, Kerry Von Erich, Gentleman Chris Adams, and many more. Get your tickets early for this super event. Now, 1 week from Monday night, downtown at the Municipal Auditorium, a tremendous card for the North American title. Kerry Von Erich challenges Ted DiBiase. Iceman King Parsons in a leather strap match goes against Sheik Hercules Hernandez. You'll see Hacksaw Duggan and Hacksaw Reed team up to go against Kamala and Steve Dr. Death Williams. We'll tell you more about this card in this hour, but right now, let's hear this.
A confrontation, and it isn't every day that you see the Ugandan savage in any tag situations, but I seize the opportunity to do away with both hacksaws. And I assure you, gentlemen, when you leave downtown New Orleans, you're going to leave beaten individuals. And I know, Teddy, that you've got it, and Kerry Von Erich is certainly going to get it from you.
Hey, General, first Mid-South attempted to eliminate me and strip this title from me by throwing that Duggan at me. Well, Duggan, I just embarrassed you one more time. Now, the 15-day wonder, Kerry Von Erich. I'm no Ric Flair. I'm a step above, and you're going to find that out in downtown New Orleans.
Hacksaws, just be prepared in New Orleans. I'm not forgetting.
Well, go ahead. Oh, excuse me, Jim. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this card will happen 1 week from Monday night. And remember, it's downtown at the Municipal Auditorium.
That's downtown, that's where I like to be, because that's where you really can get into beating people up, because my friends are right there real close, and everybody can see what's going on. And I see DiBiase still running his mouth. Don't worry, DiBiase. I've got something in my back pocket for you later on down the road. But me and old Butch, we got something unique coming up. Old Walla Walla and Dr. Death, a unique combination Akbar threw together. But it's not getting the job done, right, Butch?
That's right. You know, Akbar, we're walking through your stable, sucker. Me and the Hacksaw, everybody knows when the Hacksaws get together, what's going to be happening? That means some people are going to get beat up, and some people are going to get hurt real bad. And down in New Orleans, downtown, right? Downtown where I like to be. Akbar, the face will still be painted, and we're walking through your stables and we're taking over.
Yeah, yeah, baby.
That will happen 1 week from now.
This is J.J. Dillon, the leader of the original Four Horsemen, and you're listening to Phil J. and that pain-in-the-ass, choppy on the turnbuckle throwbacks.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
Broadcasting live from Shaolin, Staten Island, New York City.
Freak Show Central.
Where's that?
New York City.
It's the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast with Phil, Jay, and that pain in the ass, Choppy. On Rant EM Radio, proud member of the Shining Wizards Network and Dark Satellite Media.
All right. Yeah. No, it's funny. It's like a little Alice in Chains.
Yeah, a little bit. A
little Tommy Dreamer, 97, 98.
Yeah, I was going for that.
Yeah.
I was going for that. Good morning.
Good evening.
If you're in the UK.
Oh, yeah. Good morning.
So Harry's checking in from the UK. It's like fucking 2 in the morning over there.
Nah.
Temporal Throwbacks live on the Rant EM Radio. Rant Entertainment Media, part of the Shining Woods Network, part of Dark Satellite Media. I am the impact player, Mr. Philly Raya. And joining me, without Choppy, unfortunately, is Mr. Jay. How are you, Jay?
Jay? Oh, I'm Jay. Yeah. I'm good.
Let me find your shit, because...
Big Papa Pump.
Big Papa Pump is your hookup! Holler if you hear me!
Happy birthday to my cousin.
Anybody see Richie?
All right, happy birthday.
And, oh, Mr. Domingo's in the room. I think he's doing flips and shit. Where's my
the Mandingo.
I gotta readjust.
Doing flips and shit.
The Mandingo. I actually reached out to Rob earlier this, in the middle of the week.
Oh, did you?
Our, the show's, you know, tech support.
Oh, yeah, Ghetto Geek Squad. That's Rob.
So, I didn't jump on it, Rob, by the way. I haven't, it seems a little forgazed, a little too forgazing for my liking.
Are
so.
You still computer shopping?
Of course. If you ask any of my friends, it took me 3 years to buy a TV. So, in this case, I should end up with one in a year.
All right, so conspicuous by his absence, Mr. Yeah. Choppy's still dealing with the family shit. So, I can't tell you when he'll be back. We don't know. We don't know what's going on. We don't know the deal. We don't know. We know that Landon is doing okay.
Yeah.
He's stable. I spoke to wifey today. And I also know that he'll be doing some rehab soon. So I don't know if that'll probably affect the long term right now for us in terms of Choppy not being here, because obviously family comes first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what the deal is. I know that, like I said, I spoke to Brielle this afternoon, fed the animals to her, and let her know that, and she let me know that the baby is doing okay. He just needs to be rehabbed and all that. So I was talking to Jay on the way here. We're going to flip the script a little bit.
Yeah, we're changing.
I'm going to change some of the show content that I had listed, because I really want to chop these content and input, which is not going to be. So I don't want to, you know, like do a throwback without Choppy.
Yeah, that's what we were saying, the same thing.
Yeah, there's certain things I wanted to do with him. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to flip it a little bit. And the only thing that was definite is at the end of the month, we'll do the 30th anniversary of WrestleMania 6.
Yeah, have to.
Hogan Warrior. Oh, yeah, we have Sky to. Dome, yeah. And then while I'm down in Tampa for Mania week, right now, tentatively, it's going to be Jay and Choppy, but in case Choppy can't go, it's going to be Jay and I from a long distance.
1,000 miles apart.
So, Harry says he was at an NXT UK show tonight.
Okay.
And he said he wants to vent because he was robbed at the merch table. So, Harry, the chat room is yours.
I'm kind of interested. How was he robbed at... Like, I'm assuming by...
I don't know the pounds to fucking dollars ratio. I have no idea how that works. You know what I'm saying?
Is it pounds or quid? I've always heard Englishmen say quid.
Dude, they use the word cunt like we use shit. So I can't even, like, I you know, those are my people. I love those guys.
Oh, me too. I'm so upset that my girl's son's 8 years old and he does a way better English impression than I can do.
Hello, governor.
It's unbelievable. I look at him and go, I just want to say, like, how the fuck did you learn how to do
Let
this?
Let me see your wanker.
Yeah. He was like, oh, I watch Harry Potter. And he does it in the, I can't do an English impression, so.
This one's for Choppy.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt. And the only thing that's going to change is you're going to become an even bigger cunt. Now you have some more cunt kids.
So, like you said, shout out to Choppy, Brielle, and the kids, like you said. So there's, you know, We're doing it collectively. The show must go on, but it, you know, obviously.
Yeah, Choppy wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, so.
Quid is like bucks, and I guess the pounds are like dollars.
Oh, so it's just another way to say it.
Right. So, so how we, I just spent $5
quid
on a fucking Red Bull, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
I'm going to start. Can we use quid? Are we allowed to use it? Can we bring that back?
Can we bring... We wasn't here. What do you mean bring it back?
You're a lunatic. Can we expedite it?
Can we do old English, shall we?
Oh, I tried to get back 1920s slang for the longest time. I was calling hot chicks ripe tomato. I was like, that's some ripe tomato right there.
She's... Oh, yo. I wish my man Randy was listening. Randy's grandfather. My man Randy, call him Dooch. Dooch's grandfather. He would... Every time we'd bring a girl to the apartment, he'd be like, who's this? And, you know, Randy'd be like, all right, Grandpa, this is Kim. Ah, she's quite the looker.
Yeah, that's like the other one, too. Like, she's all the way live. Like, that's another one.
All right, what's up there, Mr. Marky Mark from the Detroit Rock City? Harry says, let's go. I got charged £5
quid
for a poster for NXT Blackpool. Not signed by a wrestler. Then $35 for a shirt that says NXT 35. pounds or quid for a shirt that says NXT UK. I was really angry, but really drunk at the same time. And yes, we say quid. Okay, so I went to an NXT show and I bought an Undisputed Era poster signed by all the dudes for $20.
Oh,
for 20 quid.
So I wonder, like I said, so I guess maybe he was a little overserved. It's like the Jay of England.
Hello, Shay Lynn. Hello, Fallon. Hello, Melanie.
That sounds like something I would do. How much is this? Yeah, I'll fucking buy it. Wake up the next day like, what the fuck is this? What the hell did I get?
That's what I'm saying, bro. I'm like, what the hell? So, yeah, so that's the long-term plan right now. If Choppy comes back, we'll throw an audible and get back to regular scheduled programming. You know, it's just a blessing that that we have Jay now because he can fill in and no one's going to get upset or that Choppy.
Yeah, see, that's actually kind of my whole purpose in life. I add, my buddy says it the best, I don't add or subtract from any situation.
No. You won't.
He says it half kidding around.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, because you added like a bunch
of
stuff.
Yeah, well, no, he says it all. I used to tell him, as he used to say, he goes, I never subtract, I only add, because basically, few beers in, and who the fuck knows what's going to happen. Anything can happen at that point. So, but I always used to say, I don't add or subtract from a situation.
Shane was tuning in from work, says, I only see a jerk off and an asshole this evening.
No mook.
We are mook free.
We are mookless.
Well, we're mookless.
Could be a working title.
Mookless Friday.
Yeah, Mookless in the
Ring
city.
That bell.
Mookless. Oh, that's right. Mookless in the city.
Jay's got the bell.
Yeah. So prepare for it not to be rang.
Jay's got the bell. Jay, you drinking Old Speckled Hen? Ring that bell, man. Now ring that bell. That's awesome. No, Jay, what are you drinking? You drinking some kind of lager, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yingling.
Yingling again.
Yingling.
Always gotta get on my Yingling.
That cost what? 4 quid.
It was 3 quid.
3 quid.
I'm bringing that back. Was it Somalia? Somalians or something like that?
Somalians.
Somalians, that's what it
Somalians
is.
Somalians
yeah.
are pirates, right?
Oh, God. Yeah, one or the other.
Yeah, they're raw people.
So.
So, yeah. I like somebody old. I say some shit like useless as tits on a bullet. That's when it's in my lexicon a lot.
No, I always, I was, for the longest time, I was trying to bring it back, like the cat's pajamas, you know.
I call you the bee's knees. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're the bee's knees.
I try to bring it back. So, but you know what it is? What's old is new again. So it is. We are in the 20s again. So I think it's about time we start wearing like zoot suits and the top hats and walking around with canes. I think it should.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, I think we can start looking good now.
Anything double
dapper.
Anything double breasted for me because I'm fat. So if they have like the portly escort size, then I'm with that. Bro.
Yeah,
I'm with that.
So
yeah, it's been a rough week. Like I said in the video this morning, I was back and forth with sick family.
Yeah.
And then I just caught up with life. I had to go to a dentist. I had to go to my dentist. So like last year I had really bad, I had to get a tooth pulled. I needed a root canal. And on top of that, I need a crown, right? Oof. But I exceeded my insurance. So I had to wait until it re-upped, right?
Yeah.
So they gave me a temporary gimmick, right? So I call my friend who works at the doctor dentist office. And I said, listen, can I come in I'm off from work.
Yeah.
Can I come in last minute for that x-ray? Because now you have to send it to the insurance to have.
Yeah, it's got to get, what is it, approval?
Yeah, yeah. So they take the x-ray, and she goes, we're going to take the temporary off, and then we'll size you for it. So we don't have to make two more trips, just one more trip.
Oh, it's true too, yeah.
They take the fucking thing off, and apparently it was sharp, and it cut my gum, and I was bleeding like a sieve, they said.
Really?
He couldn't do anything. I'm like, you know, I'm not afraid of dentists. The only thing I don't like is the smell when they drill your face.
Oh God, yeah.
It smells like smoke. Like
yeah,
like it's.
Well, they're drilling. Yeah, it's like, you know,
they're drilling your face, bro.
They're drilling bone.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't mind, even if it's a little painful, which it wasn't because he's really good. Lorenzo's the best. But like, I was like, yo, man, does it hurt, Phil? I'm like, no. Does it hurt, Phil? No. Does it hurt? No. I'm just annoyed that it smells like fucking, like a burnt fucking,
like a Midasaur,
like a burnt warehouse. When I'm on a call when I'm responding to a fire with the ambulance, it smells like a fucking mattress. One time I went to a mattress factory fire that lasted 6.5 hours. Smell like burnt mattresses.
Ugh.
That's what your tooth smells like when you drill it. Oh, the Mook is in the room. What's up?
Oh,
there?
The Mook's there. Ah, oh, chops.
Up? What's up, Mookalicious? Mook.
We're Mook full now.
We're Mook full. Bleeding like Terry Funk. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was bleeding like a fucking stout pig, man. Seriously, it was ridiculous.
Me, I can't stand it. I went last year. I thought I had a trouble with my tooth, and so I was like, yeah, let's do the whole full gambit thing. So I was waiting for like the worst news, wisdom teeth coming in, cavities, all this shit. Next thing you know, they go, all right, Mr. Cop, everything seems pretty good. So we'll see you next year. I'm like, wait, that's it? No cavities, no nothing? They're like, no. I was like, poof. I said, I would have thought for sure I need braces and tooth pulls and all this shit. And that's what I said. I said to my girl at the time, I was like, you know what? I'm going to celebrate by getting a piece of chocolate. It's like, no cavities? Yeah, let me see if I can get one going.
They were shocked I didn't crack this one because I got this one, and within 3 days it was cracked.
Yeah. Oh.
And I, you know what I ate? I went to fucking Ralph's one night, and I got a sundae.
Oh.
And some, and I must have bit like one of the toppings, and it cracked, and I had to go back and get
it. Oh, so one. Like I said, it could be literally anything. That's one of my biggest fears.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I mean, I brush, I would, you know, I would say whatever the average time is, I'm, you know, the average amount, I'm right there.
So Neil's saying I'm going to be spending half my fucking spring at the dentist office.
I was just going to say, you just have a crystal ball. You know what you're doing the next few months.
Yeah, correct. Correct. Before we get into any news, I want to just, I mean, this whole, there's a lot of shit going on in the world, especially this coronavirus thing.
Yeah.
It's been on the medical side. I know I'm an EMT. Your girlfriend's a nurse.
Yeah, she just literally called.
And I just got the call, too, the other day that we had one of our hospitals got one.
Yeah.
Listen, we come from a society where you guys eat fried chicken in between two donuts. Okay. And you're worried about catching the flu, you know? Just be mindful. You know, wash your fucking hands. I don't know why people have to be told to wash their hands.
That's what it's coming down to, if you really think about it. We're being reminded of what to do. Like, we should be doing this the whole time. I know ever since I started working sanitation, I've been very mindful of, like, germs and washing my hands and everything. Because, like, I'm constantly around dirt, germs, filth, whatever you want to call it. So, like, I'm I'm a little bit more mindful, I would think, than the average person. But, like you said, now we're in this area where people walk around with, like, I see it all the time in Chinatown. Like, they walk around with masks on. Like,
that's,
you know,
a thing. And
yeah.
Let's say a little kid human.
Who?
Scott!
I still love that.
So, yeah, dude, and there's a mask shortage.
Yeah.
There's a hand sanitizer. I know. I forget who was telling me today. I don't know if it was Fallon. I think it was Fallon. Her office tried to order fucking supplies.
Yeah.
He couldn't get it. So now, like, you know what? And we got, like, all the memos and you know, whatever. And, like, just be mindful, man. Like,
yeah.
This is not rocket science, kids. You know what I'm saying? This is not rocket science. Just, you know, don't use anybody else's shit.
Yeah.
Wash your hands.
And like
wash
I said,
your ass,
if
you, know?
You if you you know if you're feeling a little, you know, out of the ordinary, like, maybe stay home that day. Like, you know, take you know, accountability for your own actions.
Dude, I had the sniffles like a month or two ago. I stayed home. I'm like, fuck this shit, man.
Yeah.
And people got mad at me at work. What'd you come in for? I'm like, you know what? You can all go fuck yourselves now. I'm going home. Screw you guys.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I did. You know.
But yeah, like I said, Tabor just literally called me and they said it's not a you know a real case, but it's. It's not being, I forget the terminology, ruled out? Is that what it ruled out?
Rule out.
Rule out, yeah.
Rule out.
And so they're just testing her and, you know, nothing is, you know,
correct.
Official.
So they have to rule that out before they can diagnose you with something
yeah.
else. So this is, that's standard in our field. For lay people who don't know that, Table was trying to give Jay the fucking lingo.
Yeah, she's throwing all these words at me.
You should have had her on speakerphone. I probably would have had a better conversation with her than you did.
Yeah, I know. I could have used your computer to Google half the fucking shit she said to me. Like, oh,
I'm
going to
buy you a fucking medical dictionary for Christmas. Oh, no, your birthday is before Christmas. We'll get it
yeah,
your birthday.
Right? What did you hear me say? I don't know what that means.
You know what, Harry? I can tell you, the world that we live in now is a different world than from when I was growing up. Case in point, they just banned... As of March 1st, they banned plastic bags in New York City, right, and state, right? Now, 20 years ago, it was reversed. You couldn't have a paper bag because they were killing trees. Now they want you to kill the trees and take plastic bags. I think the media hypes this more than anything. We had this conversation in the car on the way here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying you should be, you know, not mindful, but, like, These are things you should already know. I mean, the stuff that we ingest as humans lately, like, and you're worried about fucking catching a flu.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I was in KFC the other day. I was like, people are actually buying a glazed donut chicken sandwich.
To me, and listen, I'm all about a glazed donut, but I'm all about chicken.
But, like, this dude's buying it, and he's wearing a mask on his face.
Yeah, see, that's...
And that's another thing. It's an airborne disease. So now the MTA, our transit system, every 72 hours, they're spraying stuff down. I'm like, that's not going to help, dude. You know, 8 million people a day ride that train.
Yeah.
You know? And, again, the best is it's annual health test, annual health season at my job.
Uh-huh.
You got to get your PPD read, and you got to get the mask, right?
Yeah.
So now... The dude, little African kid, he's like, you have to, you know, you have to save your mask. I'm like, I'm what? You got to save your mask for future use. I'm like, I don't know if you know this, but once you use the mask, yeah, it's contaminated.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, but if it's your contamination. I'm like, again, as a healthcare provider, and you're a mask person, you don't even, you know, do you even deal with patient care? He's like, no. I'm like, I'm telling you right now, I'm not using this fucking mask ever again.
Yeah.
You know? So...
Like I said, it's one of those things where, it's just everybody be careful. You know, maybe use a little extra precaution. You can't live in fear, though, and the other side of that is you can't.
Swine flu, yeah. SARS.
How many things have we been through already?
Fucking AIDS.
Right, how many times? I said it on the way here where I was just like, you know, there's a part of me that goes, I heard all this shit already the last 20 years. But then I'm like, maybe just the one, Elizabeth, you know?
Yeah, Harry, paper bags are $5. I just got charged 5 cents for a paper bag before.
Yeah, sons of bitches.
Now when I go shopping, I just carry shopping bags, like regular shopping bags. Like a fucking bag lady. Like the lady from Union Square with the big shopping cart and the 1,700 bags that she's got, you know?
Yeah.
So, just like Jay said, be mindful,
yeah.
You know? And look, Shaylin, I got to try that sandwich.
I don't know. To me, that does not sound appetizing at all.
But the dude, I'm serious. The dude had a mask on, yeah. Buying a fucking sandwich. Like, come on, man. This is ridiculous.
But, yeah, like I said, I think it's just, I think hopefully it'll, it's affecting everything, though. It's funny. It's affecting the stock market big time. And
Because of certain, and now with China.
Companies.
Listen, people, you know.
Well, and to move it over, to cut you off, like. It could potentially affect WrestleMania.
Everything that you're wearing right now, especially my brand new Negro League hat, it all comes from China.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like now you have to be mindful of that. And I am worried about WrestleMania because I just spent my entire life savings.
Yeah.
I'm still paying off my fucking tickets.
Well, I think WrestleMania. I think essentially, you're still going to get an influx of people from out of state, obviously out of state and. Probably out of country as well, but now it depends on from where, you know, and especially because every, you know, WrestleMania week, they have so many different activities and so many different events. Like it's potentially can affect every other event, but I think it could definitely affect WrestleMania in itself.
Well, on a better note, it's cousin Richie's birthday. So,
anybody see Richie?
My man Jay Gutierrez's birthday. We're gonna celebrate Richie's birthday tonight by giving you a good show. That's we're not gonna worry about fucking swine flu,
yeah.
SARS. We're not gonna worry about fucking chicken sandwiches.
Huh.
We got some news to get into. Jay, I have something special for you. Actually,
oh hey now, all right, let's do this.
Yeah, let's do this. I have something special for you. I know you'll appreciate this. I dug this out of the archives, and I should be playing this every week, but The first host that I co-host I had, it pissed him off. He didn't like it. But I think I'm going to bring it back. Are you ready, Jay?
Go ahead.
All right.
Hey, how's your news? Would you like to sing
you know,
that tune?
I just literally
like
heard this the other day on Howard.
My favorite. I'm playing the whole thing out.
Yeah.
Gather your friends with you.
Yeah.
Tell the truth. You don't need an excuse. How's your news?
How's your news? just literally heard that on Howard the other day. They would. I don't know how it came up or whatever. When I tuned in, I was like, holy shit, I haven't heard that in ages.
Hammer's in the room.
Hammer's.
What's up, Hammer? Hammer, I wanted you to sit in tonight, but Dad said you weren't coming. You would have been the third wheel.
Yeah. It would have been
the third wheel on the date. By the way, Hammer killed it last night in his production of Shrek.
Oh, yeah, you were saying on the way here. Oh, there you go.
And during the intermission, he was wearing his Doing It for Dewey shirt. I said, he came out, I'm like, I'm such a proud parent. Wearing his Southpaw Wrestling fucking t-shirt.
Doing It for Dewey.
Doing It for Dewey.
There's no talk about third one.
No, there is talk.
Oh, there is?
Season 3 is coming this summer, apparently.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yeah, man.
I haven't heard it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sounds like my sister singing, Richie said. It's fucked up, Rich. Your sister's not retarded. Maybe she's half retarded.
So, where you want to start? You want to start on... I'm pretty jazzed up about AEW.
You're pretty jazzed up?
Pretty jazzed up.
All right. You want to go over the results of a Revolution?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It was a really...
quality, it was, yeah.
Quality pay-per-view, actually.
I mean, it doesn't... It isn't going to take much coming from previous days earlier from the Saudi event, but...
It's going to soften the blow of the nonsense, if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was a good way to kind of... Move everything over. Yeah, I gotta forget about the bell.
No, ring the bell for Richie's retarded sister. I love you, Dawn. I'm not saying that your brother said you were retarded. I didn't say you were retarded. it definitely softened the blow, right? So Dark Order beats a CU.
Yeah.
So I was half right.
Yeah.
Daniels was involved, but he wasn't the
Yeah, because what they're doing, AEW's doing a really good job of, well, I don't know, it might be a little overkill now with all the red herrings that they're throwing out there.
What's up with you and the red herrings?
I don't know. I just learned
that's a new word.
That's
another old saying.
Another 1920s. I told you, I'm bringing it back slowly.
I'm telling you.
Completely just crowbarring it in there.
My brother came with us. He liked the event, too.
Yeah.
Anime Mike's in the building. I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you
and,
off.
But, you know, like I said, I that was an excellent match. I you know, even with this past Wednesday, like, I'm really... What started off as really slow, this Dark Order thing, it took a long time to get it started. They hooked me. I can't wait to see who the Exalted One's going to be.
The Exalted One.
It's different.
Jake Hager beats Dustin Rhodes.
That was a good match.
This match is really good. Like, we called this match was going to be good. Darby Allin beats Sammy Guevara.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
He did it the 630 senton from the top rope. That's pretty insane, huh?
Yeah.
The AEW Tag Team Championship was phenomenal.
It was, what was it? It had to be 30 something minutes.
Yeah, it was
35,
a lot
36
of, like,
minutes.
1,700 false finishes.
But you know what? It was really good. It was definitely a little, you know, false finish happy. But all in all, it really did tell a good story too.
It did. Yeah. And it's going to carry on now. Nyla Rose defeated Chris Shitlocker to retain the title.
Shitlocker.
Ring that bell. With the Beast Bomb.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of, I don't know, Nyla Rose has to grow on me.
Yeah, I think she will. I think they a little character, a little personality is going to start coming out. You know, she just did something on Being the Elite, so you could see there's some personality there. So.
Right.
So, it, you know, I think in time it will. I think it will.
So now the next, the next match was, it shocked me until Wednesday.
Yeah.
Until I saw why they did it. So MJF beats Cody.
Yeah.
Cody is now, woe is me, and then Wednesday night he gets confronted by fucking none other than Jake the Snake Roberts.
What a fucking promo.
Should I pull it up maybe? Should we play it?
Are we going to, we're not going to get,
I don't know. Like,
flagged?
I don't know. There's no music involved, right?
It's still that.
It's just him talking.
Yeah, right? Fucking put it up. Listen, this is why Jake the Snake is the fucking man on the mic.
So I was mad about him winning until this happened.
Yeah.
So let me...
I hate to spoil the party.
That gravelly voice.
Damn, man, I got tired of listening to you crying, bitch. I never cried over one match in my career. and you're going to let that little punk son of a bitch get you down to crying? He whipped you like a dog. Don't you understand you got your ass kicked? He handed it right to you. That's not why I'm here. Oh, I know, I know, I know. Hail, mighty Caesar. I'm not here to praise you. I'm here to slay you. The only reason I'm here is I have a client. The dark side will be coming to AEW. And once our roots have taken hold, it'll be like this. Like a phoenix rising from the ashes. Soaring to the sun. It's been 20 years for me, Cody. 20 years to get clean, to get right. And by God, I earned it. And if you think for one minute that I'm going to be a nice boy and play right, my man, you got another thing coming. You see, for years, I used to put a snake in a bag just to make somebody think about it. And once you thought about that snake, I had you in the palm of my hand, and I wind up spanking your ass. That's what happens. I will be on the outside of the ring when my client faces you. And you can bring that one-trick pony Arn Anderson with you. My God. Hey. Caesar. Oh, Caesar. What a snake wants, a snake takes. You see, I'm not in AEW to take the whole pie. Just your share. Now, a wise man once told me, never, ever turn your back on somebody you respect or you're afraid of.
Fucking magic.
Well, it's Jake the Snake Roberts.
That is fucking magic. And the, one of the parts that really stuck out to me, too, obviously, is you always hear people talk about with promos. Like, they say something, and then a reason why it comes across so good is because they believe it. You can hear right. him when he's saying, you know, about takes me 20 years to be clean and be ready for this.
That's
like
not,
you could
that's
tell,
not scripted.
Yeah, you can tell that it's that this is going to be... It's going to be really interesting. It hooked me right away. As soon as he came out, and you instantly knew, I knew he was like, oh, something's going to happen. He's not coming out as a baby face. Because you could just talk kind of like this. That would be too. They weren't in Georgia, right?
No, that was last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but man, that was so good. So obviously now
I have a question. I want to address to you in the chat room when we finish the results. Just keep this in your head.
Yeah.
This promo while I finish we'll finish the results real quick because I want to get back to that real quick. Because
yeah,
I have a question. Yeah. Pac beat Orange Cassidy.
Yeah.
Everybody's loving Orange Cassidy, huh?
What a match.
Yeah.
What and like I said, especially with that match, like Pac is shows you how he made Orange Cassidy credible.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and then I mean, and Cassidy is just fucking unbelievably over.
He's so over, yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Great match. Great match.
And Moxley beats Jericho for the title.
Yeah.
Surprise.
I was surprised by that.
Yeah, me too.
I was surprised. They told another one. They told a good story, you know, and it looked like Moxley hardwayed himself on the post.
No shit. Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I guess they took the belt off Jericho to move the stories along. I don't know. And you mentioned Jericho going on tour.
Yeah, I know he's going on tour, so I'm assuming that played a little part of it
maybe
too as well.
New Japan dates or whatever.